Jaina slipped into her seat, assuming her place on the Jedi Council with no pomp or ceremony. Just a couple of nods from across the table, and a whispered, "Welcome, Master Solo," from the master next to her, Octoramus. And it seemed to Jaina that was exactly how the role should be assumed, not in celebration or pride, but with a humble willingness to serve. All eyes were fixed directly opposite Jaina, where Mirak's horn was standing in a gap between Master Baratakel and Ermuth Boitu, dressed in the gray uniform of a brigadier general. She was holding a datapad in one hand, but speaking without any need to consult her notes. "Who have escaped the temple are spreading out across Coruscant and launching soft target terrorist attacks," Mirak said. "Of course, BAMR News is blaming the violence on Jedi spice cartels, and they're urging their viewers to take arms against the Jedi and any corrupt security personnel aiding the spice smugglers." Ermuth Boitu twisted his muzzle into a snarl, then tilted his gray-furred head so that he was looking up at Mirax out of one eye.
"And how effective are these lies, my dear?"
the Bothan asked.
"There have been a few civilian attacks against Jedi," Mirax replied, "but most of the other news outlets are taking a more balanced approach, attributing the violence to a rogue sect of Force users."
"They're not even using the term Sith?" Kyle Katarn asked.
"There's been some speculation," Mirax said, "but most of the public doesn't really understand what Sith are, and those who do are accustomed to thinking of them as loners, either Jedi gone bad, or sinister geniuses hiding in plain sight."
"So the population isn't doing anything to help us either?" Kip Duran asked.
Mirax shook her head.
"Not much," she said. "We've been getting a little cooperation through the security forces, primarily reports of suspicious behavior, but most Coruscanti don't seem to know what to believe. They're just keeping their heads down and trying to stay clear of any trouble at all."
"Which is difficult now that our fight with the Sith has spread beyond the temple," Luke said. "How bad is the violence getting? Are we starting to contain it at all?"
Mirax pretended to consult her datapad, but Jaina could feel in her Force aura that she was simply gathering the strength to deliver bad news. Finally, she lowered the datapad and gazed around the table.
"Not even close," she said. "When the Space Marine volunteers entered through the exhaust shaft, the Sith had far too much time to react. We think at least 300 escaped and spread into the rest of the city. And their only objective seems to be to create as much chaos and destruction as possible. So far, they've launched over 3,000 attacks, and they've completely destroyed 700 sky towers. We're already estimating civilian casualties at over 3 million.
"And how many Sith have we taken out?" Corrin asked.
22,
Mirax replied.
"But we've lost 15 Jedi doing it. Security Force casualties are running into the thousands. Even the special weapons teams are no match for Sith sabers."
An unhappy silence fell over the table, for the conclusion was clear. So far, the enemy was winning this part of the fight, and there was little hope of turning the tide of battle anytime soon.